Welcome to Vanas Mestre. The same kind of Divrei Chizuk that you can't really say during the semester, but now that people are learning with all of their time, there are certain things that you could say now that otherwise you can't, it's not fair to say and it's hard to hear. Just want to start with the Yisod of intercession, the Yisod of Vanas Mestre. Of course, Rashi says by Moshe Rabbeinu that there are times that Moshe Rabbeinu needs a revach l'esbonim v'in parasha l'parasha. If Moshe Rabbeinu needs time to pause and digest his material, alachas kama we need, sometimes pause to integrate what we've learned in all different areas of our of our learning. But there's something much more fundamental that we have to keep in mind as we begin our learning during vacation. I'll start with a story. Maestro Hayu with me about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and you'll see how it applies very quickly. I have to be here for Shabbos. I just started being rabbi at Shenk Shul 3 months ago, and a few weeks after that, my wife had to be out of town for school that she teaches in, has a mandatory Shabbaton that she has to attend. It's part of the contract that she must be at the Shabbaton. But I couldn't leave because I have my Shabbos job and the rabbi that had just started, so I couldn't leave. So we figured that my wife would take two kids, my parents would take two kids, and I'd be a yeshiva bachur for Shabbos. So when I realized that I was basically not going to have the responsibilities in terms of taking care of my children, putting them to sleep, waking them up, getting them dressed, getting them around, taking feeding them, I realized that this is a tremendous achrayus that I have to make sure that I learn well over this Shabbos. Why? Because all year long I have a very good excuse. During dinner time I have to give the kids dinner, I have to put the kids to sleep, in the morning I have to help them get dressed. Yeah. But now I'm on my own, it's all me, it's just a matter of me and my learning. That's not the other thing there is to do. So I made sure that right after I finished lunch, I didn't go home to take a nap, I came straight to the Beis Medrash the whole Shabbos afternoon. I took my little nap on my malkum to the Beis Medrash, where I probably slept better than I usually sleep in my bed anyway. And Friday night I tried to come so that I could, to show that this is, not to show anyone else, not to show, to show myself, maybe to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that really I'd love to be able to be in the Beis Medrash, all the time. There are achrayos that a person has, achrayos to a person's family, achrayos to a person's, whatever the person's responsibilities are, that don't always allow them to do and to learn as much as they can. But when those achrayos aren't there, then that indicates a responsibility for them to show that they really would like to be learning. It's actually an explicit Rambam. There's a diak in the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perakim al-Halacha Dalet. Hoyle fanav asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. So you're presented with a choice, Talmud Torah, but there's a mitzvah that I have to do. Im efshir l'mitzvah l'he'as osayda achayrim lo yafsik talmud. If there's something that could be taken care of by others, so why should you stop your learning? Let those others who can take care of it take care of it. However, v'im lav, but if it's a mitzvah shi'ef shalas el saideh achayrim, you're the only one who could do it, or the only one who could do it properly. So of course you have to be stop. You have to stop your learning and do that mitzvah. Ya'aseh ha-mitzvah. That's the halacha that we all know. The problem is the Rambam adds two words which presumably are extraneous. Says the Rambam, v'yachzer l'toraso. Why is that a t'nai? Yachzer l'toraso. Why is that a t'nai in him being able to go to be mitztari for whatever mitzvah that he has to do? It's a mitzvah that he has to do and no one else could do it, so go do it. Why is Rami added two words, v'yachzer l'toraso? So there are those who are medayik that which a person is v'yachzer l'toraso right after he does that other mitzvah is megala, that really the whole time he wanted to have been learning. He's considered to have been learning, or maybe not considered, but at least he wanted to be learning. So then he has a hetter to be involved in all the other things. Why? Because he started learning and he's ending up learning. In the middle, he has to take care of something. But when he has the free time after he finishes his mitzvah, he doesn't go back to his learning. That's megala, that which he stopped for the mitzvah earlier, the mitzvah shi'ah shalas ha-sederichim, wasn't because he had a real cheshm with Talmud Torah versus another mitzvah, I have to do something else, just because he didn't care about his learning sufficiently. So of course he'll do other things. The t'nai of yachzer l'talmudo, yachzer l'toraso, is megala, that even when he was involved in that other mitzvah, it was only because that was what was dictated at that time, but once it's finished, he'll go back to his learning. So we have this heter of mitzvah shi'ah shalas ha-sederichim all semester long. We have a mitzvah of of Lalamda Umumnos, maybe it's your parents' mitzvah. We also, on a certain level, have a mitzvah, whatever extent that we have to study so that we could provide for our families, God willing, when the time comes. But that heter that we have to take our courses, to study for what we have to study for, is only b'tnai v'yafsu l'torasso. That's the tnai in our heter. So right now, we are being megal, let's talk about myself. That Shabbos, when I didn't have my children to take care of, I was being megala that all the other Shabbos and that I do have the other responsibilities to my family, to putting them to sleep and getting them dressed and feeding them. It's only because I was not learning only because I couldn't learn. I had other responsibilities. But the moment that I didn't have that responsibility, I had the achrayas to learn. And for us, it's the very same thing. For here being a semester, and now that you don't have the other mitzvos that you're involved with, the achrayas to be yachsil tarasso is 100% on our shoulders, and it's a tremendous thing. It's easy to say yachsil tarasso after a long semester, but it's a tremendous zechus that you guys have, that you chose actively. Yeshiva tried to help a little bit to make it make it a little bit easier. But it's tremendous mesiras nefesh on your part that you're choosing to spend your ben hazmanim over here learning. I want to talk about something that is not what... Talk about focus and learning. Focus and learning, but a different kind of focus and learning than what we're accustomed to. During the semester, it's hard to focus and learning because we're involved in other things. But there are two kinds of focusing. There's focusing, there's learning 24 hours a day. Besides, there's learning 60 minutes an hour. So everybody understands that we can't learn 24 hours a day while we have other responsibilities, because those other responsibilities take up our time. But those 60 minutes an hour that we are during the semester, do we have that? That, ideally we could. The problem is it's very hard. Because we have, even while we're learning, during the time that we have for learning, morning sitter, night sitter, we have other things on our mind. This week, God willing, the next few weeks, Baruch Hashem, you're not going to have those other responsibilities. So hopefully we'll be able to have a new level of focus, even during the time that we're learning anyway. We'll hopefully be on a higher darga of learning. And I want to talk about what this means to have a focus while you're learning. 2 years ago, the yeshiva was learning Gittin. And the afternoon seder was learning for the Yadin Yadin Kol. We were learning Hilchas Gerushin, and we were learning Shulchan Aruch wherever we were, with my Chavrusa, and we came to a question that we had to clarify something. Shachar was in front of the base manager, afternoon seder, and he was there for the Kolo, for Shachar's Kolo, for the Katz Kolo, for the Smicha Kolo, and we were in a different Kolo, for the Yadin Yadin Kolo. And we approached him, my Chavrusa and I, prefaced my question with, I want to ask Shalom Kalacha, because halacha is that person, whenever you're asking, not in a sugya that a Rav's learning, there's a halacha that we learned from the Gemara, I don't remember where it is. Ki koi Rebbe b'hai mesechta, al tish ali b'mesechta achrisei. You can't, it's not fair for your Rebbe to ask him in a different mesechta. So I asked the Rav Shechta, I apologize, something else, I'm learning halacha now, it's not Shalom Kidin ani shol. So Rav Shechta chuckles and says, sure it is, we're learning mesechas gittin. So everything in Mesech has Gid. Hilchas Gerush is also part of Mesech has Gid. What does it mean, though? What does it mean that you can't ask somebody from not where they're holding? So the pashtus is that it's not fair for them because they might not be, they might not know what that other sugya says if they're holding in a different sugya. Pachad Yisrael Kan Shavuos has a very unusual twist. He says that which you can't ask a Rebbe in a different Masechta is not noveya from the katnus of the Rebbe that he might not know the answer. Adaraba. It's noveya from his godless. I'll share with you his lashon of the Pachad Yisrael. Gadluso mechayeves hishtakus gemura umuchletes b'mesechas she'omeba. The Rebbe's godless is mechayev that he's so completely submerged and immersed in the mesechta that he is holding in, ad kidei shlilas, the preclusion of evsharis tshuva mesechta zacharis. He's so involved, he's so licked in learning whatever mesechta that he's holding in, he's so involved in the sugya that he's holding in, he shouldn't be able, because of his godless and his focus, he shouldn't be able to pask in a shayla in a different mesechta. And that's the reason for this halacha, says Pachad Yitzchak. Not because he doesn't know, he won't know the answer, you can embarrass him, which is the pashas. But no, because the way a person's learning is supposed to be, you're so deeply involved in a sugya, I can't pull my brain out of the gears that are engaged in here to start thinking about something else because I'm so focused. And Pachad Yitzchak brings a beautiful, I don't know how to say a raya of it, but an idea where we see this. By Matan Torah, Chazal say, if anyone knows where the Gemara is, you can remind me, Kol Dibur V'Dibur Nismali Kol Olam Kulu B'Samen. Every Dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world became beautifully smell, you know, aromatic, filled with a beautiful scent, incense, and which each Dibur. The Gemara asks a funny question. Im Yirishon Nismali Dibur Sheni Lehechon. If after the first Dibur that Hashem said, the world was already beautifully fragrant, so how could the second Dibur do the same thing? What happened to the fragrance and the aroma from the first Dibur? The Gemara answers, rather, after each Dibur, there's a beautiful fragrance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur, and there was a Ruach that came after each Dibur, and the next Dibur, there was a cleared out Ruach, there was a cleared out atmosphere that could be Mekabel, this new aroma, this new fragrance that would come from the Dibur. Whatever that means, that a Dibur of Hashem brought a beautiful aroma, whatever that means, we're going to leave aside. But says Pachad Yitzchak, what do you see? That you see, as long as there's a Dibur of Hashem, as long as there's Torah, Chal, in a certain place, it precludes the possibility of there being other Torah there. Because focus on learning is something that has to be so intense that as long as there's one thing that I'm focusing on, I can't have another Dibur come. I'm full right now. So therefore, we need something, an external force, a Ruach Min Hatzad, to take me out of where I am now. Now I could have something else, another Dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendous lesson, I think, for us when it comes to focusing on our learning, that we realize the goal is to go deep, 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 so that we're so deeply involved in something we can't even unwrench ourselves to be involved in something else. That's point number one. Point number two, I think, besides feeling that sense of achrayus of yachsul l'tarasso, that achrayus of an opportunity to have to focus, this is really a time of simcha for us. Why is it a time of simcha? Let's talk about Shabbos for a minute. Shabbos, there's oneg Shabbos. One of the reasons why there's oneg on Shabbos is not just because there's a mitzvah to eat, but it's that since there's a mitzvah to eat, your achila is coming from the Yetzer Tov, the Achila, the Shena, the Tanugim, are all coming from the Tzad HaTov, and the Yetzer Hara also wants the same exact thing. So since they're both on the same wavelength, there's no tension, there's no inner tension. That's part of the Menucha of Shabbos. That what your Yetzer Hara wants and what your Yetzer Tov wants, when it comes to Shabbos, they both want the same thing, because there's a mitzvah to eat, there's a mitzvah to stay, there's a mitzvah to binen on Shabbos. That tension brings Menucha. Part of the godless of Ben HaSemesim is V'chinas Olam Haba, V'chinas Shabbos. I'm sorry, not Olam Haba, V'chinas Shabbos. Because all year long, every night Seder, you're wondering, could I really be here? Should I really be finishing up that paper? During morning Seder, I really should be studying for the midterm I have this afternoon. So there's a tension. You do, even when I'm doing the right thing, I'm at Seder, I'm learning as hard as I can, but I have that tension because part of me knows I really shouldn't be here. Part of me is telling me I shouldn't be here. Part of me is telling me I need to be somewhere else. I have to get my A's, but Ben HaSemester is a Bechin of Shabbos. Here, there's no other things pulling you. Yetzer Hara is not telling you to go study. The Yetzer Tov is telling you to study. The Yetzer Hara is telling you to study so you can get your few meals. So, from all the sides, from all that stubborn, there's we could focus on our learning. Second point, in terms of the Menucha, that hopefully we could try to get ourselves. It's a very interesting Yaros Dvash, based on a very interesting or even troubling Gemara in Sanhedrin. So, in Testament Beis, talks about why we're here. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Kol Adam La'amal Nivra. We're here, we're in this world, we were created, La'amal, to work. Shneamar, like the Pasuk says in Iyov, Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. But now we have the question. Ein Yodeya, Im La'amal Pe Nivra, Im La'amal Malacha Nivra. I know the Pasuk says, I'm Nivra, to be Amel, to work hard, to toil. But what kind of toiling? Toiling with Melacha? Work or toiling? La'amal Peh. We'll explain what that means soon. So we bring a Raya from a Pasuk. Kishu Omer, whatever Pasuk says, we see, Havi Omer La'amal Peh. Our Ikra, that which we're brought to work, is to work with the Peh, not work with Melacha. V'adayin eni yodeya, fine, so I know that I have to be amal with my peh. V'adayin eni yodeya im la'amal Torah, im la'amal Sicha. Am I here created to toil for talking with my mouth for Torah, or for shmuzing, for Sicha? toiling for Sicha. Oh, Kishahu Omer. Lo Yomer Sefer HaTorah Zeh Mipicha. You see that the pair is supposed to be Amal for what? Specifically for Torah. Have you Amal L'Amal Torah Nivra? Yes, the Yaros Dvash. Yes, the Yonson Eibshitz. Is the Gemara's Havamina that maybe I was created to go to work? L'Amal Malacha? Okay, fine. Answers the Gemara, no, I wasn't created to go to work. I was created for Amal HaPeh, to work with my lips. And then the Gemara says, oh, maybe I have a... I was created for Amal Sicha? Well, what kind of Havamin is this Gemara asking that I should... The tachlis of my creation is that I should shmooze? Shmooze hard. Shmooze hard. Shmooze well. L'Amal Sicha. No, come ash shmolam, we have a pasuk. You should be talking and learning. Says the Yaros Dvash, we see a very fundamental yesod here. Says the Yaros Dvash, the Gemara's question, when it's talking about malacha, it's talking about doing mitzvos. The Gemara's question was, was I created for doing mitzvos? Was the tachlis of my being created that HaKadosh Baruch created me to do malacha, to do mitzvos with my body, or to serve HaKadosh Baruch with my mouth? Kamash malon, to serve HaKadosh Baruch with my mouth. L'amal sicha. Next stage of the Gemara. That HaKadosh Baruch created me to use my mouth for Torah, or for sicha, like the pasuk says, lasuach basadeh, which is tefillah. Answers the Gemara, tefillah. In other words, we weren't brought to this world to be amel in mitzvahs. We weren't created in the world to be amel for tefillah. We were created in this world to be amel for Torah. Which is an incredible way to read the Gemara. It's certainly a very beautiful pshat. But when we think about it, think about the fact that we were created for the very tachlis, and not just learning Torah, but being amel by Torah. That means that when we actually have the opportunity that we have over the next few weeks of being Amal B'Torah and only B'Torah, you know what we're doing right now? We're actualizing the whole tachlis of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to the world. It's a tremendous tachlis, so we could be happy. We could be happy that right now I have the opportunity to realize, to actualize, to bring out the whole tachlis of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. And that's to learn Torah more than doing mitzvahs. Yes, going to college, maybe it's a mitzvah, it's a heksher mitzvah. Yes, davening, but learning Torah, certainly for a whole day, this is why we're here, and this is the opportunity that we have. I just want to finish off something from the parasha. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. The first mitzvah we have of Kiddush HaChodesh, I think tonight actually we could be Mekadosh HaChodesh, I don't know if they announced it. Maybe after we eat and are happy, we could go Mekadosh HaChodesh together. Rishon Hulachem, why says the Chizkuni, why should we count from Nisan after the world was created in Tishrei? Of course, it's Machlokas. But Me'odim HaRishon, Achshav Tishrei Rishon. Why now should we start counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Chizkuni says a very simple pshat. Because we start counting, Mitosha Timna HaChadoshim, Mizman HaCheres, Tizkiru HaTova She'asisi Imchem. It's a way, it's a manner of Hakaras HaTov. We're expressing our thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He took us out by counting from the time that He took us out. So whenever we count the months from Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's our Hakaras HaTov. That's expressing Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He did, taking us out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Chizkuni writes. The Sfarno has a different take. Listen to a fabulous Sfarno. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Says the Sfarno, what's special about Rosh Chodesh? What does the word Lachem mean? Mikan v'elech yiyu hachadoshim shalachem. From now on, the months are yours. What does that mean? La'asos b'hem kirtzonchem. Now you can do with your months, with your time, what you please. You're not meshubet to others to tell you what to do. Aval b'mei hashibud lo yu yamim shalachem. Aval hoyu la'avodas acherim ritzonam. Since you're meshubah to others, you had to do what others bid you. You didn't have the choice, you didn't have the freedom to do what you wanted to do. But now that you're going free, it's your months, it's your time. Now listen to how he finishes. Therefore, lefikach rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. Why is this considered the first month? Not because of HaKadosh HaTov, not really. According to Chizkuni, it's really the first month is Tishrei, but we're just counting from not the real first month because of HaKadosh HaTov. Says the Sfarno, no. You should count from Chodesh Nisan because this is the first month. Ki bo hischil mitziuschem habechiri. They're hard words, that you know, the philosophical words. Your mitzius of having a choice. Your whole mitzius of being people who have choice, who have free choice to use how you want, to use your time how you please. This is when your time began. Your time as a people who could do what you want with yourselves is starting from right now. So the semester, the year didn't start in spring, in September, because that's when you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice what to do with your time. Certainly not January 1st, because that's the middle of finals. This is, in a sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the time that's your time. It's free time to do as you choose. And this is hopefully the recognition that we have that we're not, you know, when you work in an academic calendar, you sort of think that that's what the world is. The world is, you know, everything revolves around school, and then between school there's a break. But that's an arbitrary thing that the Western world, you know, threw upon us, and that's not what real Zman is. Real Zman is the Zman that the Torah gave us. Real Zman is the Zman that we have to choose what we want to do, and this is the time that we have to use what we want to do, and I want to wish you Yashar Koach on making the choice to spend your next few weeks learning here full-time. I'll give you the bracha that your weeks should be productive, you should feel good about your learning. Sometimes it's hard when you go to learning a full day, you get more tired, you can go to sleep a little earlier. Sometimes it's hard because you get frustrated that you're not doing as much as you can. Whatever you're doing, it's a tremendous thing. And realize the opportunities that you have. All your friends who are traveling all over the world, I assure you, after a few weeks, their fun will be finished and you will have kinyanim that you'll take with you for the rest of your lives, for l'olam v'ad. So yashar koach, enjoy, and mechayel el chayel.